Our Rabbi Maimon here, his family is from Turkey. And the Maimon family in Turkey, they've been there 400 years. They left Spain and they moved to Turkey. And even those Jews, as I'm going to discuss in a moment, the Spanish Jews that moved on to other places, but the first place that many of them came to was Greece and Turkey. There was a large Jewish community in Salonika, which is one of the islands off of Greece. That community was destroyed by the Nazis in the Second World War completely. They were all sent to Auschwitz, but there were 7,000 Jews that lived on Salonika and had lived there for 400 years, and who were in the fishing business and in the boat business. And in Salonika, for instance, it was known that on the Sabbath you could not buy fish. There were no boats that went in and out of the harbors. Even after the Jews were destroyed, that custom in the community remained till our time, till they learned all the bad habits of the Western world, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We never close. But the Jews in Salonika were a distinct ethnic community, almost all of whom came originally from Spain. There are many who say the theory that they came from one or two towns in Spain. It was like a Landsmannschaft. And that everybody that came from those towns settled there. We find that pattern throughout Turkish Jewry, by the way. Jews from Granada settled in, let's say, Izmir. And Jews from Cordova settled in Constantinople. And Jews from other parts of Spain settled in Smyrna. They stuck together. So that, in effect, they attempted to rebuild their Spanish communities on Turkish soil. The third place, and the place that one would think should have perhaps been the first place, but the third place that the Muranos and the Spanish Jews attempted to escape to was Eretz Israel, the land of Israel, to Jerusalem. Now, why, well, we always have, I don't know how to put it in a nice way, but the main problem always that exists in Jewish history and that exists today is why in the world the believing Jews don't go to Israel when there's an opportunity to do so. That's an unanswerable question. I saw in yesterday's Times, I'm sure all of you saw that article on Jewish immigration. It's hard, it's one of the great mysteries. And it is discussed in rabbinic literature for the past 400 years. But being discussed in rabbinic literature and going are two different matters. Spanish Jews, very few of them went, but a few hundred families did go. And we can really trace the beginnings of a stronger Jewish presence in the land of Israel, a presence that has constantly grown since that time, till our time, from the Spanish exile onward. The Crusades had destroyed the Jewish community in Palestine. As I mentioned to you, the Ramban said he did not find a minyan in Yerushalayim. He could not put together a minyan. He had to import Jews from Nablus and from Hebron in order to have a minyan in Yerushalayim. And in the 1300s and the 1400s, very, very small, minute Jewish presence. Probably less than 500 Jews in the entire country. But beginning with the Spanish exile, the presence of the Jews in Palestine grew and grew and grew. And the founder of the Jewish community in Yerushalayim is the famous Rabbi Ovadia of Bar Tanura, the man that wrote the commentary to the Mishnah,